This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. In a few days, we're going to do a special kids-only segment. So if you are a kid, excuse me, young person, and you've got a question about the coronavirus or the way we live now, if you're old enough, say in high school, send that question to us. And if you are younger than high school, we'd like you to ask the adult who helps take care of you, your mom, your dad, maybe grandma, to help you send that question to us. We'll do the best we can to answer as many as we can. You can go to npr.org/nationalconversation. You can share it on social media using the hashtag NPR Conversation, or you can call us and leave a message at 202-403-0386. Again, that number is 202-403-0386. So once again, we'd like to hear from our younger listeners about whatever's on their minds, and we'd like to invite them to ask the adults to help them send us that question, and we will not be using last names, so if that helps you make a decision. Well, it's less than 2 weeks until Memorial Day, and we're beginning to face the fact that this is going to be a pandemic summer. It's something that's been on a lot of parents' minds as they juggle working from home with their kids. So today we're taking questions about summer and families, and we are going to get help from Susanna Stuyvesant. She's a pediatric nurse practitioner at the Capital Medical Group, which is here in the Washington, D.C. area. Susanna, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me.
So let's jump into some big questions that I know a lot of people have right now. And Susanna, I'm sure you're hearing this from your friends and neighbors as well. Let's start with Barbara in Indiana.
I wanted to know when it might be safe to send children back to daycare now that state economies and local economies are slowly starting to open back up.
So Susanna, you know, states are sending people back to work. So what should the parents do? Do you recommend that parents send their little people back to daycare?
This is an excellent question, and my best answer for parents is for them to ask questions of their daycare providers. What are you changing your ratios of adults to kids to? How will you decide when a child who's been ill can come back? And then almost more importantly, what are you going to do if a child or a parent tests positive? What is your plan to move forward? And one of the ways that we can work with this, and maybe if people are considering not going back to daycare, is be flexible with your work schedules. FMLA hours are offering reduced schedules. Is a nanny share possible? Those types of questions. We have a lot of people who aren't working right now, so you may have more availability for a nanny than you thought prior to this.
Here's another question that is a whole question of, you know, maybe sharing. And this is from Adam in Salt Lake City. Here it is.
I live in a house next to two other kids, and I have a 5-year-old daughter who before the pandemic played with those kids every day to the extent that we considered our neighbors our second family. We have nobody else coming to our house. Do you think it would be socially responsible to let our daughter play with our next door neighbors only?
What do you think?
So I just found out that there is actually a term to refer to this, and that is the double bubble. And it's the idea of making your bubble bigger to including another family. And I've known a lot of families who've really successfully done this so that if a parent has a call or a Zoom meeting, they check in with the other parents and say, hey, can you watch the kids for this period? I've got this time of day. I have two families on my street who are doing it very, very well. Their kids actually only play outside. They're not allowed to go in each other's houses. So it's important to ask questions again, set up your rules, make clear what your expectations are, and then you're going to have to go back to those questions as your community opens up. Talk to the parents. Are they essential workers? Are you going into your office and socially distancing? There's absolutely a way to incorporate another family into your isolation.
Mary Ellen in Ann Arbor, Michigan is one of many people eager to see family, and this is her question.
We have 3 children and 5 grandchildren ages 2 to 9. All of us have isolated for 9 weeks. Some of us think it is safer to see each other now before states open up and they return to their workplaces. Do you think it might be safer to visit now?
What do you think?
So this is a great question, and I actually put this one to my colleagues as well. I had a few ideas, but wanted to see what other people thought. And one of the things that came back is that now is a good time to do it. At the end of this stay-at-home orders, now is a great time to do it. But then again, how are we going to do this, and how are we going to do it safely? And this is the time that I ask the question, who has the best deck or who has the best backyard? And I recommend that you go be with your families, don't share food, stay away 6 feet. Sorry, but it's no hugs and kisses. And when you have to go to the bathroom, it's time to go home. Now, if it's going to involve travel, of course, you're going to want to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks prior to the visit. You're going to want to travel by car. And if you're going to see your grandparents, it might not be the best thing to stay with them. Stay somewhere else. And again, see them in the backyard, outside as much as possible. Hmm. And have a designated bathroom that you clean before you leave.
Yeah, lots of thinking through needs to happen here. Right, Susanna, so last night we took questions on summer travel. And we began with a question from a young listener that, just to be honest, we felt we hadn't quite answered. This is Alan, and she's in middle school in Tennessee.
It's really strange because I haven't seen my friends in almost over 2 months now. I was looking forward to going to an overnight camp, which has a lot of fun activities, outside activities, and also a day camp that has, the weeks are themed, so there's like a messy week and water week.
Okay, so this was her question.
Now that online school has ended and most summer camps have canceled, there's not much to do. Do you have any interesting but fun activities to do that don't involve chores? Thank you.
Susanna, you got that right. No chores.
No chores. And as I think that's a good reminder for parents. Don't put your kids to work. And if you do, make sure they get something for it. Give them some extra screen time. Look up token economy and how to use them on childmind.org. There's a way to do that. But Alan asks a really good question. And Alan's in a very particular time in that friends are becoming much, much more important to her life and her development. And so it's important actually to find a way to have her have some socialization. So, you know, consider a double bubble, make a camp yourself, don't go broke, but hit the DIY sites and figure it out.
All right, that's Susanna Stuyvesant. She's a pediatric nurse practitioner at the Capital Medical Group. That's in the Washington, D.C. area. Susanna, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be here tomorrow to answer more questions. Keep sending them to the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.